Pie Podcast. Today we're going to hear from Pastor Russell on his sermon Desire, The One Thing. But before we jump into it, check out our brand new Christmas album.
Come on, let's celebrate. It's Christmas.
Brand new from Planet Shakers. It's Christmas Live. Featuring all your favorite carols.
In this lockdown, I had people going, I talked to people and go, what do you miss? Some people miss going to the nail spa. I've discovered that I go to nail spas, by the way. I discovered they're a great lucrative business that are owned predominantly by Vietnamese people. They are really good at nails, and so I go in there and sit and enjoy that. It's amazing. Or some of you go, oh, I just want to go to the hairdresser, amazing that. And then some of us want to go to a football game. Well, we'll be waiting for a long time with that. I want to sit in a restaurant, or I want to catch a tram. No, no one wants to do that. I want peak hour traffic. No, no one wants that. But I'd rather peak hour traffic than being stuck at home, I can tell you right now. And so people have got these one things. What's one thing you do? So my question to you is, what's the one thing that you're thinking about? What's the one thing that you desired in this season? What's the one thing we should live in, the one thing mentality, all our lives? It's not, the one thing shouldn't be this 9 o'clock service is predominantly married, but if you're single, the one thing I do is want to get married. No, that's all good, but that's not the one thing of your life. The one thing I want to do is I want to be successful in business. No, that should not be the one thing of your life. The one thing the Bible says in Psalm 27 is, one thing I have desired of the Lord. In the Message Bible says, I'm asking God for one thing. What's the one thing you're asking God? Only one thing, the Message Bible says. It's going back to the New King James. It says that I will seek. Everyone say seek. Say it with a bit of force. Seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. In the Message Bible, I'll read the whole thing. I'm asking God for one thing only. To live with Him in His house my whole life long, and I'll contemplate His beauty, I'll study at His feet. The one thing is that we desire of the Lord is that we dwell in His presence all of our lives. The Bible says, surely good and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You see, the blessing of God came to Obed-Edom's house because he pursued, the one thing of Obed-Edom was he pursued the presence of God. My encouragement to you this morning, everyone watching online, everyone wherever you are around the world or in this amazing, by the way, we've done all the floors while you've been away so that they're shining much better. there's a whole heap of stuff we did around the building, so that's one good thing. But it's not the one thing. The one thing is that I be in His presence. The one thing is that I come together with brothers and sisters and seek after God. The one thing in my home is filled with the presence of God. The one thing in my workplace is I carry the glory of God. The one thing that I desire of the Lord, the one thing that I will seek after. See, that word desire means to demand, to lay charge, to earnestly inquire, to obtain, to pray, to request, to require, to salute, to wish. It's not a passive, one thing I desire. No, what the one thing in your life, when you put God first, I'll say this at the end and come back to this, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So as good as doing your nails, as good as getting your hair done, and I do that all the time. It's called electric razor. It's good as going to a holiday or going on to a football match or going to sport or going to a concert or whatever it is, as good as that is to have a successful career, to have successful relationships. The one thing that God says is seek Him first and He'll look after everything else. Put Him first in your finance. Put Him first in your family. Put Him first in your career. Put Him first in your relationships. Put Him first in everything you do. The one thing that I desire, put a demand on. I'm gonna chase after this. Desire, watch this, number one, we have shorter services now because we've got more services and also, they like us keeping it a little bit shorter in this season. Desire puts you in a place of what you desired. You go, yeah, that's really profound. But think about it. Desire mobilizes you. So there'll be people here today and you got online. You know, we did a 12:05 a.m. service when it got 150. And the reason we did is because we wanted to make a statement that God's house is important. And the first thing that gets opened up is the house of worship. Right? And so there were people, right? There were people waiting. We told our leaders first that they could have first opportunity. They've been working real hard. And so they're waiting in anticipation. There was desire there. And so with the desire there, it went 3 o'clock. On a Tuesday afternoon, and these keyboard warriors, these people were waiting, and at that time it was 100 that we could get in, but they changed it on the Sunday, so we quickly changed it on the Sunday to 150. But in 30 seconds, the computer program couldn't keep up with how many registered because they were so close. So 154 registered, and before we could cut it off because it overloaded the system. We couldn't keep it at 100. We had it cut off at 100, but it just went bad. 30 seconds, 154 people registered to be at 12:05 in the morning. That's called desire. And then we had people ringing us going, well, can you get us in? We couldn't get in. We went on at 3:01 and we missed it. See, what desire does is it puts you in a place for what you desired. See, when you understand that He is our number one, and so we do what Jesus does. Jesus loved the poor. He cared for those in need. He loved everybody. He healed people, and He also honored His house. Desire puts you in a place of what you desired. You know, I told this story once before. When we lived in Adelaide has great, great Italian food, great Italian food. You know, Melbourne has good Italian food. Adelaide has great Italian food. I'm a Melbournean now. I've been living here for quite a long time, but I was raised in Adelaide, and so Adelaide has good food. And to drive a long way in Adelaide is 25 minutes. It's like, well, gee, that was such a long drive that if it got to 35, wow, that's pushing the limit. And so, there was only a very short time in my life since I've lived in Melbourne that I've wanted to live in Adelaide. That was about 6 weeks ago when they were all out there going to church and going to football, and that was the only time I had a desire, a little bit of a desire, just a very smidgen. I was tempted. It was like the devil tempting Jesus on the mountain. He tempted me to sin and go back to Adelaide. I'm joking. That's a joke for every new person. That is a joke. You'll get used to my humour. And Adelaide took 25 minutes, a long place. But there was this really great pastor in this place called Chibos. And now it's a coffee place, but it was a food place back then. And if you've ever been it'd probably be like Doc, or it'd be better than Doc. They do this, Grady is really good too. And they do this crab pasta there. It's just, but this crab pasta, and I like crabs, they're good, and I like lobster. And so this place had really, really, really good crab pasta. And so I'd be sitting at home, and Carbs was singing to me, "Come and eat me, come and desire me." And I would go, I feel like getting crab pasta. And we didn't have Uber Eats. And you know, one of the things that annoys me about Uber Eats, by the way, and DoorDash and every other one, is when they decide that they're going to put you on a route. So you order and they make you number 4. Anyone had that experience? Maybe you haven't had that experience, but I have. So what that means is there's an order and it's from the same restaurant. So the driver says, "I'm going to go to that place, that place, that place, that place." And many times you're the 4th, and that means your food comes cold. So when that begins to happen, it takes longer to come to you, and your patience is challenged. But because I'm such a godly man, I say, God bless you. Have a most wonderful day. Let the blessings of God be upon you, and I'll give you a thumbs down on your report. Anyway, so I would get out of my seat, get in my car, drive 25 minutes, get the food, order the food, and drive 25 minutes back to home. So I basically go over an hour just to get this past crab pasta. What did desire do? It put me in the place that I desired. My challenge to us in this season, what is your desire? Stir up your desires. That's why the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So when we come together, we encourage one another in the Lord. You know, it's great to encourage ourselves in the Lord at home and watching online, but there's something about when we come and encourage one another to good works, encourage one another to seek after God. The one thing that I ask of the Lord, that I desire us, is to be in His presence. Desire puts you in a place that you desired. Number 2, desire guides your direction. You know, I did many years ago, and you can tell, I did the Run Melbourne. It's a half marathon. And so it was actually quite funny. Because I was running actually quite well. It's about 10 years ago. And I was running 11Ks, Hugh was running with me too at times, and it would take us 48 minutes to run 11Ks. That's pretty fast for an old man. But I'm not an old man, so I was just thinking about Hugh for a moment. No, I'm just joking. And I entered myself with Pastor Matt Fielder to run the Run Melbourne. And it was started at 6 in the morning, so I could run it in the morning and then go to church. And so we're there, and it's freezing actually, and we start running, and it's good, and I'm running real easy. It's like I'm just superhuman, and I'm joking, and I'm running, and there was this lady I was running by, and she was struggling, and I was a little judgmental in my mind. I thought, you shouldn't be running in this race. Maybe you should walk. It's not really your thing. And so I didn't say that, but I thought it. And I just kept running, you know. And as I'm running, I get to about 20, about 5 kilometres to go. I get about 5 kilometres to go, and I hurt my leg, down there. So this part, anyway. And I hurt it. And so I can't run very well, and I'm in pain. And it was funny, the lady I was judgmental with, she runs past me. And she says, "Hi, Pastor Russell, how are you?"
And I'm like, oh my goodness, never judge people. And so as I'm there, I feel like giving up. It's really painful, but I want to finish. And so I'm there and it's hurting, but, and I don't want to do it slow either. So I'm like, and I keep running 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 and I keep running. And I'm seeing the finish line closer and closer. Even though it looks closer, it feels further, but I keep running and I eventually get to the finish line and I finish, I think in an hour 35, which was pretty good for a half marathon. And I was in so much pain, but my desire pushed me through my pain and put me to the finish line. You see, what desire does is it pushes you towards the direction you desire. If you don't have desire, you won't do anything with your life. The Bible says that God gives you, He gives you the desires of your heart. What does that mean? He gives you godly desires that you chase after. He gives you kingdom activity in your heart to bring His kingdom, and you chase after Him. That's why when you seek God, He gives you the desires. You don't give Him, you don't say, God, this is my desire, I want this. No, He gives you His desires, and then you ask Him, and you're asking according to His will. He gives you the desires. Desires give you direction. Number three, godly desires bring satisfaction. Earthly desires bring short satisfaction, but then you're like, yeah, what next? But godly desires satisfies you. The Bible says He satisfies my soul. There is nothing like the presence of God. There is nothing like being in His presence. Because what happens is, it's not this, well, I had a party one night and then I have the hangover the next day. No, the hangover you have with God is it goes from glory to glory. It gets better and better. It gets stronger and stronger. That doesn't mean you don't go through trials, but even in trials, you can shout and you can be full of praise. Even in challenges, you can give Him a shout of praise. Even when things are going challenging in your finance, you can be generous. Even when you're challenged in your family life, you can still love. You see, what happens is His presence brings satisfaction. Godly desires bring satisfaction. Earthly desires bring momentary pleasure, but not satisfaction. Psalm 84 says this, "How lovely is your dwelling place. Lord Almighty, my soul even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home and a swallow nest for herself where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed, blessed." Everyone shout blessed, blessed. Say it again, blessed. Are those who dwell in your house. Blessed. Satisfied, prosperous. They are ever praising you. The Bible says, "Let the fruit of my lips giving thanks." See, if your desire is God constantly, the language of your mouth will be God, 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 God. If your desires are other things, I can tell you your desires by how you talk when I'm around you. If all you into is sport, guess what I'll hear? Yeah, God's good. Sport, 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 sport. See, when God's your desire, when He's the appetite of your life, that's what comes out of you. So it says, they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in their career. No, it doesn't say that. Blessed are those whose strength are in their family. No, it doesn't say that. Blessed are those whose strength is in their church attendance. No, it doesn't say that. All those things are good. It says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart are set on a pilgrimage. What is a pilgrimage? It's a journey. Desire is what keeps you going towards the journey. It says this, as they pass through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping. They make it a place of springs. Wow, think about that. I'm weeping, but because I have a desire for Him and I'm blessed because I have that desire, I can now have springs refreshing in a valley of weeping. How cool is this? The autumn rain covers it with pools, and they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. There's a scripture I close with in the book of Luke 10. It's a story we all know well. There's two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Jesus comes over, and Martha's all about doing. She's running around. She's cooking. She's doing all doing. And Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, staring and just taking in every word. And she's so consumed with Jesus. And Jesus, the Bible says, Mary, who sat before the master, hanging on every word he says, but Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. Later, she interrupted the master. Don't you care that my sister has abandoned me to the kitchen, telling her to lend me a hand. But this wasn't a moment to lend a hand. This was a moment to receive from the King's hand. And this is what Jesus says. Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much. Get yourself worked up over nothing. One thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it won't be taken from her. The thing that you notice about these two sisters, they both love Jesus. Both of them love Jesus. But what Martha wanted to please by doing, Mary wanted to please by being. Martha was distant and distracted. Mary was sitting and hanging on every word of Jesus. Martha compared her works for Jesus. Mary was consumed by Jesus. Jesus loved them both. He loved them equally. Mary pleased Jesus, and what she had remained, but Martha lost her joy in judging. You see, what's the one thing you have? The one thing I desire of the Lord. The one thing that I ask of the Lord. Let me read this scripture to you again, if I can find it. I'm asking God for one thing only, to live with Him in His house my whole life long. I'll contemplate His beauty and I'll study at His feet. New King James, the one thing I've desired of the Lord that I seek, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Church, I want to encourage you in this moment. You're watching online, we're here. What's the one thing you wanted in this season? Was it those nails getting done? Now, He'll give you all that, don't worry. Make Him first and He'll look after the other stuff. Was it, I gotta fix up my future? Yeah, He'll look after your future if you seek Him first. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. So for a moment, we're going to sing this song. I love this new song that we've written, Come Alive Again. We got 7 minutes to do this. But would you just for 7 minutes make Him the one thing? And if He hasn't been the one thing, maybe he's been, I love God, but I've been distracted with everything else, like Martha. Martha loved Jesus, but she was distracted with everything that she was consumed with at that time. Would you and I, just for a moment, as we sing this from the top, just make Him the one thing? Come on, press into Him like He's the one thing.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.